It's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
Early this week, a federal court struck down a Wisconsin abortion law. We'll get the story behind that and look at what might happen next. We'll also take a look at the numbers from Wisconsin's deer hunt so far and discuss the state's prison guard shortage.
We're joined now by Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. Robert, welcome back.
Thanks. Hello.
Well, first up, the Seventh Circuit Court in Chicago struck down a Wisconsin abortion law requiring providers to have admitting privileges. Can you recap that admitting privileges law for us?
Sure. So Wisconsin is one of 14 states that have passed these laws requiring admitting privileges. And in Wisconsin's case, it would have required doctors to be able to admit patients to hospitals within 30 miles of the clinic. This is a law that advocates have said is a way of protecting women's health. The stated rationale is that in the event of complications from an abortion, it'll make it easier to get the woman into a hospital. But of course, the advocates of the law, which is, you know, Governor Scott Walker and when Wisconsin Republicans who passed it in 2013, also are staunch opponents of abortion. And so critics say that it's not really about women's health, but actually is about limiting abortions. And that is what the Seventh Circuit Court ruled this week.
Right. Tell us a little bit more about what the court said when they struck that down.
So the main thing is this ruling, which is written by a well-known judge named Richard Posner, really looked at the actual health data and found, I mean, it was written in pretty strong terms that it is not, in fact, the rates of complication are very, very low. When there are complications from abortions, they're typically not serious. And so it was a 2-1 decision, but writing for the majority, he really sort of laid into the law, what makes no sense is to abridge the constitutional right to an abortion on the basis of a spurious contention regarding women's health. Other such language, saying that basically this was that the women's health argument is sort of trumped up in this case.
Now, the state has appealed a ruling on this law before already. Do you think they'll appeal this one to the Supreme Court?
So this will be interesting to see. I mean, certainly the state will. This is, you know, the state's attorney general is behind this law. But at the same time, the Supreme Court already this month has agreed to take up the exact same issue as one of the issues that they're taking up in a Texas law that also involved admitting privileges. So the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be hearing this case in the next session anyway, and I wouldn't be surprised if they end up sort of rolling this case in, or at the least what the ruling is the Supreme Court makes is likely to bind Wisconsin too.
And in terms of where this goes next, you think the state's just going to sit tight and wait for that Texas ruling, or it will get rolled in? I think the decision isn't until something like June.
Yeah, I mean, it's a technical matter, and the Supreme Court can sort of do what they want, you know what I mean? They can choose whether to hear them together, but they're so similar. And again, the issue is that, you know, since Roe versus Wade, there is a constitutional right to an abortion, and so this is exactly the case that is at issue, is whether these laws are sort of a backdoor way of limiting access to abortion. And that's the Supreme Court has ruled on this sort of case in the past, but of course we have a different Supreme Court today, so it's going to be a closely watched case for sure. And whether or not this explicitly is part of that Supreme Court, it will affect Wisconsin.
We're talking to Robert Menser from the Wausau Daily Herald right now for a Wisconsin News Roundup, and we're going to switch gears now and check out the state's gun deer hunting season. It's going to wrap up this weekend, and initially reports that license sales were a bit down. Where are we now?
Yeah, so this is we're coming into the end of gun deer season, and so everybody's trying to get some numbers on how things are going. Some of the preliminary DNR numbers showed about 158,000 deer harvested in the first 5 days of the season, which is higher than the same time last year. And so there's some projections could be on pace to beat that number. The last year's number of hunting licenses sold, it was a little shy of 610,000, which was the fewest hunting licenses Wisconsin had sold since 1976. The high watermark of that was about 700,000 in 1990. So it's been a long decline in hunting participation, but it looks like the state may, there's a lot of like last minute sales, people that are buy when they go out today or tomorrow or the next day. But the projections right now show that they expect to exceed overall licenses sold and deer harvested, so there could be a little bit of an uptick.
Right, that's interesting, because it hasn't been a snowy beginning or any part of the season hasn't been particularly snowy, which can have an impact. And what are we looking at as far as numbers of the actual deer harvested?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, the last year's total was 222,588 that we had in the first 5 days, 158,000. I would assume usually the opening weekend is heavier. So I don't know if that number sort of falls off as the season goes on. But they also said that the opening weekend numbers were up from last year.
Any indication that
it turned out to be cold? It got cold at least. There's not a lot of snow, but I mean, it's a game, so supposedly that makes them move around more, you know.
Oh, interesting. Well, we talked earlier this week about chronic wasting disease and how that could have an impact. Have you had any indication that chronic wasting disease might be playing a role in whatever these numbers may be?
There, you know, it's always a concern, and it feels like a lot of the policies that have been in place have not worked, or at least it continues to be a big issue as chronic wasting disease sort of marches through more counties in the state. Another factor is there are 12 counties in the northern part of the state that are buck only this year for hunters, as the DNR is trying to rebuild herds that are have been affected by cold winters and wolves and such things. So there's a prohibition on taking antlerless steers there, which also would tend to depress the overall tally. But, you know, I guess we'll see when the final numbers come in.
Well, so finally, a Gannett investigation came out this week that looked into the state's prison guard shortage and the price tag on that shortage. Where are we with those numbers, Robert?
Yeah, so this was an interesting bit of reporting from Gannett, Wisconsin's I-Team, and what our reporter in our Madison Bureau found was corrections workers have worked nearly 1.3 million hours of overtime between July 2014 and June 2015. That was up by 85,000 from the previous fiscal year, and it's way up if you look back to 2010, and it's cost taxpayers about $36 million in overtime pay. And more than that, I mean, it is a reflection on low staffing levels within Wisconsin's prisons that there is required this much overtime. And that is something that a lot of people, lawmakers and others, I mean, people within the system, say is a real safety concern.
And do Wisconsin officials have a handle on what could be causing the shortage?
So, you know, it's there are a lot of factors. There are understaffing levels and there are open positions, and lawmakers have talked about looking at should they be paying more? Are there benefits issues? What is a way to get people and keep people in the job? Another interesting factor that our reporter uncovered is that the increasing age of the prison population causes a need for more medical care, and as you sort of runs to hospitals and such, takes a big chunk of this overtime. I found this fascinating. The number of inmates in Wisconsin over the age of 50 has doubled in the past decade to about 4,000, and now that is about 1 in 4 prisoners in Wisconsin are over 50.
And just taking a look at possible solutions, I know there are different ideas on the table, but what are lawmakers and others saying about what's needed to correct this?
So it's a serious problem, and there was an audit and a legislative audit committee had sort of proposed, and then it was put to the back burner. I think that there are some who are calling to sort of move that up on the priority list. The issue is getting a lot of those positions filled. I think it's as simple as that. That needs to be a state priority. The other thing that may be of interest is it's actually in a way even worse than it looks. It's even more dramatic when you look at hours logged versus the percentage increase in cost. The state has done some technical changes in the way that overtime hours are logged, and when you look at the actual hours since 2010, it's an increase by 45%. So I mean, it's they're understaffed. Period. One last interesting thing is that a lot of the increases came from specifically from maximum security prisons, and at medium security prison, the cost actually went down by about $700,000.
Complicated story that everyone's going to be watching, yeah. Sounds like. Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Robert Mensler from the Wausau Daily Herald helping us recap the biggest stories from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.